We present Crawford Logan as Paul Temple and Gerda Stevenson as Steve in Paul Temple and the Gregory Affair, a serial in 10 episodes by Francis Darbridge. Episode 9, Millgate Steps. The principal characters in Paul Temple and the Gregory Affair, apart from Paul Temple, Steve, and Sir Graham Forbes, are Dr. K. Wiseman, Mr. Edward Day, a young Norwegian called Peter Davos, Charles Zola, the proprietor of the Madrid nightclub, Sir Donald Murdo, and Chief Inspector Vosper. One evening, in search of a mysterious Mr. Royston, Temple, Sir Graham Forbes, and Inspector Vosper visit the Palais de Danse at Hammersford. Steve, if you remember, was already there with Charlie.
Good evening.
Good evening. Steve? Steve, what the devil are you doing here?
Well, if it comes to that, darling, what the devil are you doing here?
I came down here with Vosper and Sir Graham. Sir Graham suggested that as Marjorie Faber was here last night, it might be quite a good idea if we all had a look at the place.
Two minds with but a single thought.
Yes, but you shouldn't have come here on your own, Steve.
Nonsense. I can take care of myself. In any case, I didn't exactly come on my own.
You didn't?
No.
Then who did you come with?
Charlie.
Charlie?
Yes.
Charlie who?
Just Charlie.
Just... You don't mean Charlie? Well, of all the damn cheek.
Paul, wait. After you left, I got talking to Charlie. He told me that he was coming here, and he suddenly let something drop, something frightfully important.
Well?
There's a man in the orchestra, the trumpet player. The girls down here go crazy about him.
Yes, yes, I know. His name's Antonio, Cesar Antonio.
That's just the point. His name's not Antonio. Charlie knew him in the old days. His name's Royston.
What? Steve, are you sure of this?
Absolutely sure.
Where is Charlie?
He's over there, darling, trying to get an ice cream.
Come along. Hello, Charlie.
What? Why? Good evening, Mr. Temple. Good evening, Mrs. T.
Charlie, listen. Mrs. Temple tells me that you know the trumpet player here, the one in the orchestra, the one that calls himself Cesar Antonio.
That's right.
Is it true that his name is really Royston?
That's right. Georgie Royston. I knew him in the old days, way back before.
You're sure?
Oh, sure, I'm sure.
What's he like, Johnny?
Do you want it straight?
Straight.
He's a two-timer. He's that crooked, he's got to screw his blinking hat on.
All right. Now, point him out. Where is he?
Oh, he's, yeah, that's him. Over there, the Dago-looking bloke.
In the corner. The dark-looking chap?
Yes.
What's the matter, darling? Do you know him?
No. But look who he's talking to.
Sir Donald Murdo.
Yes, Sir Donald Murdo. Now, what the devil is he doing here?
Here's Sir Graham, darling.
Temple, we've just been... Oh, hello, Steve. Didn't expect to see you here.
Hello, Sir Graham.
What's happened?
Vosper and I have just been having a word with the manager. He seems a decent sort of fellow, Temple, but I'm afraid... Is that Sir Donald Murdo over there?
Yes.
What's he doing here?
That's what I'd like to know.
Sir Graham?
Yes, Vosper.
Do you see what I see, sir?
Murdo? Yes, we're just talking about him.
What's he doing here, sir?
Well, I'm beginning to think it might be quite a good idea if someone asked him.
And who's the fellow he's talking to? Seems to me...
He calls himself Cesar Antonio.
Oh, yes. Yes, he's the trumpet player. They tell me the girls go crazy on him down here. I wonder whether he knew Marjorie Faber by any chance, and whether he's mixed up in this business.
Oh, Antonio?
Yes.
I'm pretty sure he is.
Well, what do you mean?
His name's not Antonio, it's Royston. He's the man Reese had an appointment with.
Are you sure?
I'm pretty sure, yes.
Well, then 10 to 1 he knows something about the Faber girl. Get him upstairs to the manager's office, Fosburn.
Very good, sir.
Come along, Temple.
I'll see you in 2 or 3 minutes. I'm just going to have a word with Murdo.
Oh, yes, yes, all right.
Hello.
What is it?
I see Sir Donald's found a friend of his.
What do you mean?
Look. He's over in the corner now, talking to...
Virginia Van Cleve.
Good Lord. So he is.
Stay here, Steve. I'll join you upstairs, Sir Graham, in 2 or 3 minutes.
All right, Temple.
absolute impertinence. And why you should imagine that a man in my position
Look
should
tolerate...
Good evening, Sir Donald.
Oh, it's you, Temple.
Good evening, Miss Van Cleve.
Good evening.
This is a surprise, Sir Donald. I didn't expect to bump into you at a Palais de Danse.
Didn't you know? Shall we dance, Virginia?
I take it you're in no mood for conversation.
I am in an extremely bad temper, Temple, and for a very good reason. So please, don't interfere in things which don't concern you.
Donald,
I haven't the slightest wish to interfere in things which don't concern me. Only I saw you talking to Antonio a few minutes ago, and I wondered if he was a friend of yours.
Antonio? Who the devil's Antonio?
The fellow in the orchestra.
Oh, I was just asking him if he'd seen Virginia.
Is he a friend of yours, Miss Van Cleve?
Oh, I know him. All the girls know him, if it comes to that.
Aye, that doesn't surprise me.
What made you come here tonight? Surely...
Is there any particular reason why I shouldn't have come? It's a free country, isn't it? A man can go where he wants to go. Now, listen to me, Temple. If you've got any spare time on your hands, I advise you to put it to better advantage than... What? What are you looking at? What the devil are you looking at, man?
I was just admiring your suit, Sir Donald.
My suit?
Yes.
Darling, would you like to dance?
What? Oh, yes, certainly. Good night, Temple.
Good night. Good night, Miss Van Cleve.
What was he looking at, Virginia?
He saw the money, you fool. He saw the money in your pocket.
It's no good you telling us that you don't know Sir Donald Murdo, because we know perfectly well that you do know him.
I tell you, I've never seen the guy. I've never so much as set eyes on him.
But we saw you talking to him only a few moments ago.
You saw me talking to him. You must be nuts.
Now listen, if you insist on denying that you...
Just a minute. Sir Donald Murdo. Yeah. You wouldn't mean that tall, grey-haired guy with a voice like Annie Laurie. The dope that came across to the orchestra and asked me...
Asked you what?
And asked me if I knew where he could find a girl called Virginia Van Cleve.
That's the man we mean, all right.
Did you know where he could find Miss Virginia Van Cleve?
Sure, and I told him. She was sitting under the balcony.
Mr. Royston?
Who's this?
My name is Temple. Paul Temple.
Where'd you get this Mr. Royston stuff? The name is Antonio. Caesar Antonio. That's me.
Well, whatever the name, my friend, you seem to be on pretty good terms with most of the girls around here.
I get by.
How well did you know Miss Faber, for instance?
Miss Faber?
Yes. Marjorie Faber?
That's a new one on me, brother. I once knew a dame called Weber, but that was way back in the good old
Royston,
days.
Listen.
What the heck do you think you're doing? Who the heck do you think you're talking to?
Drop the phony American accent, my friend, and listen to what I'm saying. A girl called Marjorie Faber came here last night. She was picked up by someone and she disappeared. The person who picked her up was either the notorious Mr. Gregory himself, or...
Or what?
Or he was a member of the organization. Someone like yourself, for instance.
You trying to make out that I'm mixed up in this Gregory business?
Are you?
Of course I'm not!
Royston, tell me, just out of curiosity, was Professor Rees a friend of yours?
Professor Rees? Who the heck's Professor Rees?
Professor Rees, or perhaps I should say the late Professor Rees, was particularly well known in the East End.
What do you mean, the late Professor Rees?
He's dead. Oh, didn't you know?
No, I...
Oh, yes. Yes, Rees was murdered. It was most unfortunate. And the extraordinary thing about it is, you know, if only Rees had had the common sense to come to me or Scotland Yard, it's 100 to 1.
Who murdered him? Who murdered Rees, eh?
But Mr. Gregory, of course.
What do you mean? Why should Gregory...
You know perfectly well what I mean. Rees had served his purpose. So far as Mr. Gregory was concerned, he was a back number. You know, I don't exactly know what happened here last night, Royston, but I've got a feeling that you took rather a big risk. I hope you were well paid for it, my friend, in advance.
Nothing happened here last night, so far as I was concerned.
No?
No.
Very well. Nothing happened.
But there's one thing we'd like you to bear in mind, Royston.
What's that?
Just at the moment, we're interested in two things. The identity of Mr. Gregory and what happened to that girl last night. Tomorrow, we might be interested in you.
I've told you. Nothing happened here last night. Nothing.
Royston, listen. For days, for weeks now, You've had your eye on Marjorie Faber. It's my bet you contacted Rhys and he promised to get in touch with Gregory and then contact you again later. Rhys never kept that appointment. I've told you why. But someone else kept it, Royston. Someone else brought you the money, the instructions, and the hypodermic syringe.
The hyper... How did you know about the syringe? How did you know about it?
You injected a dose of Amashia into the girl and then put her in your car. Where did you take her?
I didn't take her anywhere.
Where did you take her?
I told you.
Where did you take her?
Down to Shadwell Basin.
Who met you there?
The man who brought me the money in the first place.
The man who kept the appointment instead of Rhys?
Yes.
Who was that?
A man called Zola. Charles Zola.
Go on. What happened? What happened down at Shadwell Basin?
We got the girl out of the car and...
Well?
There was a launch waiting near Millgate Steps. We put the girl in the boat and Zola handed over the £200 he promised me.
Where did he take the girl?
I don't know.
Where did he take her?
I don't know. I don't know. I swear I don't know.
You say the launch was waiting for you at Millgate Steps?
Yeah.
Now think, Royston. Did Zola give you the impression that he was going to take the girl very far?
He didn't say anything. Didn't say anything.
I didn't ask you that. I asked you whether you got the impression.
I got the impression, I don't quite know why, that...
That what?
That he wasn't going very far.
What's on your mind, Vosper?
I was thinking about an old warehouse, Sir Graham.
Where?
Well, as a matter of fact, it's not far from Millgate Steps.
How far do you reckon it is, Vosper?
Well, it can't be far now, Sir Graham.
It's nearly a quarter of an hour since we left Millgate Steps.
Yes, at least.
You'll excuse me, sir.
Yes, Sergeant?
I think I know the place the inspector means, sir. In the old days, it was used as a sorting depot by the East India people.
Yes, that's the place, all right, Sergeant.
It's pretty well in ruins now, sir. The Blitz didn't exactly improve it.
Yes, but where is it?
It's about a quarter of a mile from here, sir.
You know the way, Sergeant?
Know the way, yes. Yes, I know the way, all right, sir.
Good.
Is it going to get foggy, Sergeant?
I don't think so, sir. Just perhaps a bit on the misty side. Here we are, sir.
Is this the place, Vosper?
It looks very much like it, sir.
Right.
Watch your steps, Sir Graham.
I should say the wood's pretty rotten, sir.
Yes, it's almost bad to be.
That's all right.
Steady.
I can manage all right.
All right, sir?
Yep. All right, Vosper.
I'll go next. As a matter of fact, it might be quite a good idea if we split up and you stayed behind in the launch, Inspector.
Yes. Yes, I think you're right, sir. Have you got a torch?
Yes.
Get hold of my hand.
Thanks, Sir Graham.
Get ready to turn the engine off, Sergeant, and switch the lights out.
Yes, sir.
Are you all right, sir?
Yes. Yes, I'm all right.
Good. Switch the engine off and turn the lights out.
Yes, sir.
Watch your step, Temple. This place is pretty derelict by the look of things.
It's a perfect hideout.
Yes.
Is there another floor?
Yes. Yes, I think there must be. What was that?
What?
Didn't you hear anything?
No. What was it?
I thought I heard something drop into the water.
One or two of these boards are pretty loose. Perhaps I kicked something.
No, it wasn't here, Sir Graham. It was over on the other side.
You sure?
I might have been mistaken, but... There. Did you hear that?
Yes. What was it?
I don't know.
Yes, but what is it? There it is again.
Yes.
It surely can't be water dripping.
No, it's not that.
Well, then what can it be? If you ask me, someone's doing it deliberately.
Yes, that's what I think, Sir Graham. Wait a moment, we'll soon see.
Hello there? Hello? Is there anybody there?
Someone kicked a pebble into the water. That's what they've been doing all the time. They've been trying to attract our attention.
Why on earth did they shout?
By Timothy. You'll soon see why they don't shout, Sir Graham. Come along.
Good Lord, Temple.
Do you recognize her?
Yes, it's Marjorie Faber.
Get the gag out of her mouth. Quickly, I'll untie her arms.
I couldn't shout, and I heard the boat. I heard the boat, and I tried to attract your attention.
It's all right, Miss Faber. Just take it easy. Don't try and talk.
Who are you? Who are you?
I'm Sir Graham Forbes of Scotland Yard, and this is Mr. Temple.
Mr. Temple? Thank heavens, I thought at first it was the man who brought me down here. I thought.
Now, take it easy, Miss Faber.
I've been here so long, I thought no one would come. And then when I heard the boat, I faint. I feel.
We'll soon get you out of here, my dear. Just try and. Temple, she's fainted.
Yes, I was afraid of that.
Shall I give you a hand?
It's all right. I've got it.
Can you manage?
Yes. Yes. Now, come on. Let's get back to the boat. Do you see anything, sir?
No. They seem to have been gone a devil of a time.
I always think it seems longer, sir, when you're waiting.
Yeah. Oh,
here they are now, sir, by the sound of things.
Yes, I think you're right. Is that you, Sir Graham?
Yes.
Any luck, sir?
We've got the girl.
Good.
I'd better get into the boat first, Temple.
Yes, all right. You and Vosper, take the girl.
Right. Right. We've got her.
Put her down here, Vosper.
Turn the light on, Sergeant.
Very good, sir.
No, wait. Wait a moment.
What is it, Temple?
What is it?
Did you hear something?
Well, yes.
There's another launch coming.
Yes, yes, you can hear it quite plainly now, sir.
Is it the patrol, Sergeant?
No, I don't think so, sir. Not for a moment.
You sure?
Yes, sir.
Well, whoever it is, one thing's pretty obvious. He's coming here.
Yes.
Don't switch that light on, Sergeant, until I tell you to.
Very good, sir.
Here he is.
Yes.
Now, sir?
No, wait a moment, Sergeant.
Hello? Hello? Are you there?
It's Davos.
Yes.
Let's have the light, Sergeant.
Hello?
It's Davos, all right.
Yes. Good evening, Mr.
Look out, sir. He's got a gun.
Look out, Temple.
He's hit the lamp.
Wait a minute. I've got an emergency one. If I can only find the blasted...
Be quick, Sergeant.
What was that?
Yes, what was it, Temple?
I think he's in the water. Yes, he's dived into the water.
I've got it. I've got the light, sir. There we are.
Good work, Sergeant.
Where is he?
To the right, Sergeant. Turn it to the right. Now to the left. To the left.
I don't see him.
No, neither do I.
But he can't have got far.
Where is he? Where the devil is he?
Keep the light on the water, Sergeant.
Yes, sir.
I wonder if he's somewhere under the warehouse. If he managed to swim in between the landing stages, he'd probably be able to hold on for hours.
That's about it.
Is the girl all right?
She's pretty well done in, I'm afraid. She's asleep at the moment.
Well, I'm afraid Davos has got away with it.
It certainly looks like it.
Turn around, Sergeant. We'll get back to Millgate Steps.
Very good, sir.
What do you make of this Davos business, Sir Graham? Do you think the fact that he turned up at the warehouse proves conclusively that he's Mr. Gregory?
Of course he's not Gregory. We know from what Royston said that Charles Zola's Gregory.
Right.
It's just a question of getting sufficient evidence to convict him.
I don't think Steve would exactly agree with you, Sir Graham.
Oh? What does Steve think?
She suspects Mr. Day.
Day? What makes her suspect Day?
Feminine intuition.
I'm afraid we must have something a little more concrete than just feminine intuition, Temple. Besides, I fail to see why she'd overlook the fact that Day was nearly murdered.
Sir Graham!
What is it, Sergeant?
There's someone in the water, sir.
Where?
Over there, sir. Look.
He's right. Yes, he's right. It must be Davos.
Give me your hand, Vosper. Quickly. Right.
Slow down. Slow down, Sergeant.
Can you reach him?
I shall be able to in a minute.
Watch yourself, Temple.
Yeah, I'm all right.
Ah, you've got him.
Go.
Get the light more to the left, Sergeant. so that we can see.
Good heavens. Sir Graham, look.
It's not Davos.
It isn't? Then who can it be?
It's Charles Zola. And he's dead.
Leave the letters until after breakfast, darling.
Oh, all right. Let's have some more coffee, Steve.
It's not a very good photograph of Mr. Davos in the paper, is it?
No.
Do you think they'll find him, Paul?
Yes, I think they'll pick him up all right, if he's alive.
Apparently they made an announcement about him last night on the radio.
I'm not surprised.
I wonder what made him turn up at the warehouse.
Well, quite obviously, he had an appointment.
With Mr. Gregory?
Vosper seems to think that Mr. Davos is Mr. Gregory.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
I take it you're still putting your money on Edward Day.
Yes. I don't know why, but I've got a thing about Day. Sort of intuition.
You and your intuitions.
Paul.
Yes, dear?
How exactly was Zola murdered?
He was strangled.
Had he been in the water very long?
About an hour, I should say.
What did Sir Graham think?
I'm afraid it shook him rather badly. You see, after what Royston told us, he seemed pretty convinced that Zola was Mr. Gregory and that it was simply a question of collecting sufficient... What's this, darling?
What?
This little packet on the table. Is it yours?
No, it's yours. It came with the letters.
Oh?
What is it?
It looks to me like a penknife. Yes. Yes, that's what it is.
Who sent you that?
Search me.
There's a note with it, Paul.
Where? Oh, yes. Dear Mr. Temple, I tried to contact you at your flat last night, but unfortunately could get no reply. I'm sending you this penknife because I think it will be much safer in your hands than in mine. I am convinced that it is a valuable clue to the identity of Mr. Gregory. I will explain precisely what I mean. It's all right, Steve. Hello?
Hello? Temple?
Yes? Who is that?
Day here. Edward Day.
Oh, good morning.
Did you get the penknife all right?
Yes, as a matter of fact, I'm just reading your note.
I tried to get hold of you last night, but...
Yes, I'm afraid we were all out last night.
I posted the knife to you because... Well, quite frankly, it seemed such a valuable piece of evidence. And
where did you get the knife, Mr. Day?
From Mr. Gregory.
From Mr. Gregory?
Yes. Temple, listen. He tried to murder me again last night. I went out about 5:30 to post a letter. When I got back to the flat, the swine, he was waiting for me on the landing. Fortunately, I saw the shadow. I caught a glimpse of the shadow before I felt his hands on my neck. I struggled. I went mad. I went wild with fury.
Go on, Day.
Suddenly, he made a dash for it. Just as he reached the door, I heard something fall from his pocket. I groped my way along the floor. It was pitch black. I couldn't see a thing. Then suddenly I touched something. It was the penknife.
Day, listen. Did you see the person? Would you recognize him again?
No. No, that's the awful part. I'm afraid I wouldn't. It was so dark. It was so confoundedly dark that I couldn't even see what he was wearing.
But it was a man, I take it. There's no doubt about that?
None whatsoever. There's no doubt about that, Temple.
Right. Thanks, Day. Thanks for ringing me, and thanks for sending the penknife. If it's necessary, I'll contact you later.
Yes. Yes, all right, Temple.
And take care of yourself.
Well, I'll certainly try. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Day.
Well.
Did you hear that?
Yes.
And your intuition still tells you that Mr. Day is Mr. Gregory?
And my intuition still tells me that Mr. Edward Day is none other than... What is it, Charlie?
That Dr. Wiseman's here. And that bloke the papers are on about. The bloke that's supposed to be missing. Mr. Davos.
What?
Mr. Davos?
Yes, sir.
Show them in, Charlie. Show them in. The more the merrier.
Mr. Davos?
And it's quite a morning, Steve. Quite a morning.
Quite a morning. I shall probably do the Indian rope trick at any moment now, darling.
Dr. Wiseman, sir. And Mr. Davos.
Good morning, Dr. Wiseman. Hello, Davos. I
Trust you're feeling quite well this morning?
Quite well, thank you, Mr. Temple.
Mr. Temple, I persuaded Peter to come along and see you this morning because I feel that, well, after last night, he owes you a... We both owe you an explanation.
Kay, please, there's no earthly reason why you should...
Darling, please, please don't interrupt. I sent Peter to that warehouse last night.
That's a lie! Okay, Kay, please.
Peter, it's no use, darling. It's no use pretending any longer. We've got to tell Mr. Temple the truth.
All right.
Peter went to that warehouse last night because at about 10:30 in the evening I received a telephone call.
Just a moment, Dr. Wiseman. Before you start your story, there's something I'd like to ask Mr. Davos.
Well?
Have you seen this before?
What?
This penknife.
Why, yes.
It's yours?
But of course it's mine.
You lost it?
Yes, I... Well, no, I didn't exactly lose it. As a matter of fact, I lent it to someone a long time ago, and they rather conveniently forgot to return it.
Who did you lend it to, Peter?
Supposing I tell you, Mr. Davos, and you correct me if I'm mistaken.
Well?
You lent it to Bill Harcourt, the Yorkshire fisherman. Am I right?
Well, why... Yes. Yes, Mr. Temple.
You have been listening to the 9th episode of Paul Temple and the Gregory Affair, a serial in 10 episodes by Francis Durbridge, with Crawford Logan as Paul Temple and Garda Stevenson as Steve. Others taking part were Simon Donaldson, Francesca Diamond, Meg Fraser, Richard Greenwood, Michael McKenzie, Greg Powery, Gareth Thomas, and Nick Underwood. The production for the BBC was by Patrick Rayner.